What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports on this Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week already. April 10th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, we're all about all things K-State sports, football, basketball has been in the news big time for a couple of reasons. We already talked about Jerome Tang, women's golf. Wrapped up match play yesterday. We might have to get to that on another episode later on in the week. And, of course, we got track and field going on as well. We'll be checking in on those, hopefully, really soon. The Purple Project Podcast, Alex, Aiden, myself, we did record a bonus. I'll have that done. Well, we already recorded it Monday night. While I was driving, so it might be a little sketchy, but we got it done, So we'll have that on the bonus channel over on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Find it there. You can find this one on our main channel, Purple Project Podcast, Purple Headset, wherever you listen to your podcast. So there's that. Talked about Jerome Tang the other night. Ayoka Lee. We also on that bonus talked a little Ayoka Lee. And word got out that she was going to come back. And she and Jeff Minnie, women's basketball head coach of Kansas State, talked yesterday. Now I'm going to have to sit and listen to that at some point. But yes, two big positives already coming from other sides of the coin. Jerome Tang, we already talked about that. So if you missed my reaction on that, it's already up wherever you get your podcast on the Purple Project Podcast feed. I will get the football episode up. I did have a chance to talk a little bit on the offensive side of the ball. So I'll get that up there at some point as well. So yes, I've been scatterbrained this week, but I'll get those out as soon as I can. But yes, Ayoka Lee focusing on women's basketball for a few minutes here on today's podcast. Coming back and using all the eligibility, all of it up. So look, she's already a legend. This is a huge bonus. And of course, you have, right, coming off a team that was kind of in between, ranked in the back end of the top 25 and was not, and worked their way up to number 2. And this team was on the rise before Ayoka again got hurt. And all of a sudden, the spark plugs fell out of the engine. In the car, wherever the saying is. And this team was not the same. Was not the same whatsoever. You can probably say that Ayoka Lee, I mean, yes, you're going to lose Gabby Gregory, which she balled out in the All-Star game last weekend. You lose her. But Ayoka Lee, no doubt, is the centerpiece, the heartbeat of this case that was basketball team for the last, 6, 7 years now. And she's coming back for another opportunity. And more importantly, she's going to headline, more likely, a big senior class, right? Jeff Minnie put together, brought the Glenn Twins. I'm talking about Briley and Jay Langland, Serena Sundell. Her numbers are really skyrocketing heading in to her senior season. So those four, the Fab Four we're going to call on this podcast, Lee, Sundell, the Glenn Twins, right? If Ayoka Lee can stay healthy for an entire season, even if she stayed healthy this past basketball season, who knows? K-State could have still would have hosted the first two rounds of the tournament, and this team was clicking on all cylinders. I mean, this team would this team at point really in the first half of the year, this team, if you were playing against a K-State team, you were bracing for that big run. that really put teams out of games. We saw that in the beginning of the year. We didn't see as much in the second half due to Lee getting hurt during the first game against Texas. That all messed up the rhythm of this team. No doubt about it. This team was never the same. This team was not the same unless she got hurt. I thought, again, this team, this same core of players have been through this. And it hasn't really changed much, for the exception of, I thought they're a little deeper team this year. I thought they should have, the coaching staff, I'm going to put the coaching staff to blame, not just the head coach. Coaching staff to blame. I thought they should have used their depth a little bit more. You have Imani Lester. You have Zionna Walker. You have Gisella Sanchez. Taryn Sides. I raved about this bench throughout the season, and it didn't even get used. Towards the back end of the year, and I probably would have said, going back to that loss to Colorado, you keep Sides in the game. She changed that complexity of the game there. You're down. You need a spark plug. Speaking of spark plugs, you need a spark plug in there. And she gives it to you. Serena Sundell balled out in the NCAA tournament. Oh, by the way, and she's going to be a... What's the saying? her level is gonna be through the roof. So you're getting that back. It's just disappointing that it's just disappointing that this team could have, should have been in the Sweet 16, really, in my eyes. And I said that at points too, as well. I'm probably not gonna go as far. I mean, yes, I said it maybe once or twice, but I thought of it a little bit. This team could have been a Final Four team. That might have been a little bit much. But now, you're getting a majority of your team back. You might have to fill some holes, yes, but not that many holes. To a team that was number two, went to number two all the way behind South Carolina, the national champs this year. And the bomb fell out. So there's a lot to learn this year, and this automatically puts K-State was in the thick of being right there to win a Big 12 championship, conference championship. That did not happen because Oklahoma took that. So, but automatically, you have to think that this team, now, it depends on who they get in the transfer portal or whatnot. But like I said, this team don't need many holes in it, to be honest with you. Now, again, you have to get what you need, and I'm not going to give away too much right now, because on that bonus pod that we just recorded on Monday night with Alex Aiden, you're going to have to start to think about post-Aoka at some point. At some point there, but because, I mean, you have her on the court one time, and then all of a sudden, something pops up with her, you're going to have to fill that slot. And I thought they should have used Imani a little bit more, but you're getting a majority of this team back next year with the additions of whoever comes out of the recruiting or in the transfer portal for Kansas State women's basketball. So, I'm really excited about this. I was on the fence of not coming back, but hey, this is just a bonus right here. So now this puts you right there again as one of the favorites to win the Big 12 this year, or not this year, but in the upcoming year in 2024-25 basketball season. who am I? They say, look, if Aoka Lee can stay on the court for a full season, like she did as a freshman, I believe, then sky's the limit for this team. There's just no question about it. You have a lot to learn from a team that was really good. They just ran out of gas. They're late, and this team should have been in the Sweet 16 in my opinion. But hey, big news coming from bro fronts, from the basketball teams. You got Drum Tang back. even though we kind of knocked on wood a little bit, but he's coming back there. Gene Taylor, another great job on that. And Aoka Lee decides, hey, why not? Let's just use all the eligibility we can get here before moving on to the next chapter. But Aoka Lee coming back to Kansas State. One more go-around with their teammates in this team. And, yeah, I expect this team to be back in this position next year. And, again, assuming who they get, again, they don't have any holes to fill. Again, but you have to start thinking about okay, post-Yoki, what you going to do? But for Jeff Mitty to get her back, to get the majority of the squad back, you have to feel pretty excited for this team next year. And I will say on that bonus podcast that we did, sky's the limit. You have to be excited if you're a K-State fan for the three big-headed monster sports-wise. Football, Avery Johnson and company. You have, right, men's basketball, Drum Tang back. And women's basketball, Aoka Lee returns with a solid stud core that you've had since freshman year. So once again, we're talking about going back to 2020, going back to my senior year, right? We had all three of these sports. Well, not all three. Not these, but you add in baseball. They won. They're in play for the Big 12. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, which I should because that was a heck of a season, conference champions. Football, men's basketball, and K-State baseball. Yeah, I should know this because, yeah, that was hell of a good ride. So K-State students, upcoming students that are coming to going out to Kansas State, you guys should be excited because it could be this. We haven't closed. Obviously, you still have K-State baseball going on, women's golf, men's golf, track and field still going on. So we're not closing the book officially on the 2023-24 campaign yet. But looking in the outlook for fall 2024, going into 25, holy smokes. We have to be excited. Where could things go with K-State athletics? Just think about that. But, yeah, so men's basketball and women's basketball get a big boost here from the back end of the league weekend right in to the middle of this weekend. Again, don't forget, hopefully we'll have a postcast. K-State, speaking of K-State baseball, tonight, Wichita State, in Wichita, Kansas. K-State will look for the season sweep on the road. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it? Wherever podcasts are found, we are free and available whenever we do decide to record Kansas State content. That's going to do it on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Appreciate you. Alex Lane out there in San Diego, California. I'll get that bonus episode edited and done at some point today. It should be out by tonight. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!